اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصلي على المؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا لقومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الطيبات. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله. وجد وسراء أهل بيت ولد يدد روشي فزول. اللهم صل على نبي الرحمة وآله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله وآله the أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what we're talking about. So last week we talked about our understanding, our view in regards to Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are very special. We consider them to be the most blessed family, and we consider them to be the best family, and we consider them to be above and better and dearer to Allah Azza wa Jal than the others. And we believe that amongst them, Allah will raise the man, the imam, the leader of the ummah, upon whose hands Allah Azza wa Jal, under whom Allah Azza wa Jal has destined, written in taqdeer, that the deliverance of this ummah during the troubled times when the ummah will be persecuted, ummah will be going through a hardship, ummah will struggle to find an imam, a leader, Allah will raise him, and under his flag, under his banner, the ummah will come together, they'll be united, and Allah will grant them victory. So this awaited Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi ridwan, he'll be born from a mother and a father. He'll have natural birth. He will be born. It's not that he's hiding in a cave. It's not that he's some kind of superior, superhuman type of individual. He is not like a superman of some sort. He'll just be a noble person. He'll have natural birth. His father's name will be Abdullah. His mother's name will be Amina. And they say that his own name will be Muhammad. And he will be a pious person, a pious young, pious youth, and a pious young man. And he will be very humble, very down to earth. And the people will recognize the pious of the time. They'll ask him that now you need to rise and you need to raise your flag and we give you our oath of allegiance. He'll run away and say, I'm not the one. They'll chase him and eventually they'll convince him, they'll persuade him, and he'll agree to it and he'll take their bayat. And then gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite the ummah around him. And while he will be waging jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. The first Fajr salah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will pray, perform behind him. And thereafter, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will become the leader, the imam, because he's the Nabi. And Sayyidina Mahdi alayhi radiyallahu anhu, he will be working as a right-hand person of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will lead the ummah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will he'll get married, because when he was raised to the heavens, he wasn't married then. Now he will get married. Isa alayhi salam will have children. He'll become a father. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will rule the globe, the humanity. And then the time will come when Isa alayhi salam will return to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. There are narrations, there are reports that suggest that Isa alayhi salam's burial will be right in the chamber of Rawdah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried in Medina. So this is the awaited Mahdi that we wait, who will belong to the Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to have mahabbat and regard for Ahl Bayt. And the ummah always had regard for Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahl Bayt means family. And who is the most important person in your family? It's the couple. It's the husband and the wife. The family of a man is his wife and his children. Okay. And descendants and the others. His parents are family as well, but they are his responsibility. And that's where he belongs to the family of his parents, not that his parents are his family. So he's a member of his lineage, his roots are through his parents. They go all the way to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and prior to that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So your descendants are usually referred to as your family. You're a family of your ancestors, you're a family of your parents, and your children and their children will be your family. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ahl Bayt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talked about this subject a while back, a few weeks back. And Allah mentions Ahl al-Bayt, three times. The word Ahl Bayt comes three times in the Quran Al-Kareem. And in every scenario, every time when Ahl Bayt is mentioned, it's a reference to the wives of the Anbiya, wife of a Nabi, wife of Sayyidina Lut, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Ahl al-Bayt, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum, Ahl al-Bayti, innahu hamidun majid. So this is what we discussed previously. And we talked about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he married many times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had, when he passed away, I think he had about nine wives that he left behind. Was it eight? Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh, Zainab passed away, and Sayyida Khidr radhiyallahu anha passed away during the life. Yes, there were nine that he left behind. There were 11, so two passed away during his life, and he left behind nine. And they were all Ahlul Bayt and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they enjoyed that unique status that none of them were allowed to remarry after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were this is a special status for these women, that they were the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As such, they spent their lives, and mashallah, they lived for, some of them lived for up to 50 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise, and they served as the mothers, as the leaders, as the teachers of the ummah, and the ummah would go and find wisdom with them. People would go, the learned scholars would go. So the Sahaba sometimes would disagree that what's the true ruling in this particular situation. So they would go to one alim and he would give one ruling. They'd go to another alim, he'd give another ruling. They'd say, we can't agree. So how can we solve this mystery? Let's go to our mothers. So they'd go to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most learned, prominent one amongst them was Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha. They say, never was there a situation when we went to Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu anha seeking her counsel and advice and her guidance, and we returned home having gained no solution and having gained nothing. She always had something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was able to solve our problem and help us understand the true instructions, the true guidance in regard to the puzzle, the situation that confronted us. So these were the wives of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their function, their duty. They were all Ahl Bayt. They were all Ahl Bayt. And I said, none of them were allowed to marry after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they had remarried, then one could argue that, oh, now after, because they married into some other people, they're no longer Ahl Bayt. We must mention, whenever we mention the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must mention them in a respectful way. They are the mothers of believers. So, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they are the mothers of believers. Moving on, I think I have only about 3-4 minutes left. So then, second comes the progeny, the children of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now then children, and their children, and their children, and that continues until today, mashaAllah, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still lives on. There are people in their ancestors, like we, when we talk about our ancestors, our lineage goes somehow, not through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there are some special ones, gifted ones, fortunate ones, whose lineage goes through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are special. We must appreciate, we must show muhabbat to them. We must treat them in a kind way. So the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned, he had 11 wives. Two passed away in his lifetime. But his children were all born from the lady Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. This was the lady that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married when he was 25 years of age. And she radiallahu anha, she was 40 years of age and widowed twice. He'd married before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had nikah twice, and both her husbands passed away. And she became widow once, then she became widow for the second time, and then she was a widow, and she married Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had all his children from Sayyida Khadija, except one, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah granted him Ibrahim through Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu anha. And we'll talk about Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu anha later. Let us focus at the others. So with Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had boys and he had girls. He had boys and his girls. His first son's name was Qasim. And so how many children did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? Majority of the ulama are of the opinion that with Sayyida Khadija radhiyallahu anha, he had two boys and four daughters. And then he had with Maria Qibtiya radhiyallahu anha another boy. So all in all, he had three boys and four daughters. That's the majority of ulama. So how many boys? three boys and four daughters. And now, the three boys, two were from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and one from Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya. We'll talk about it later, inshallah. Let's walk. So Sayyida Khadija, so this is the majority. Others argue that no, there weren't two boys, there were four boys with Khadija radiallahu anha and four girls. So that makes four and four, four boys, four girls with Khadija radiallahu anha, and one boy with Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya. That makes five boys and four girls. Third opinion is that he had six boys with Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and four girls. So that makes it six boys there and one boy later, seven boys and four daughters. But these are opinions which majority do not agree with. They say, the reason why there's a difference of opinion, because we find numerous names as children of the Prophet ﷺ. We find a name Qasim, and we find a name Abdullah, and we find a name Tayyib, and we find a name Tahir, and we find a name Mutahhir. So they say, so many names, so these must be all different ones, different children. But the Jumhur, the majority of ulama say that sometimes a child has more than one name. You know, some children, I don't know if you know someone, but I know many children. So their father calls them with one name and the mom calls them with another name. And their dada calls them, grandfather calls them from father's side. He has one name for them and Nana has another name for them. So they just grow up with all these names, okay? They say whatever. And sometimes you go, you ask someone and he starts his name and you doze off by the time he finishes. Because he has such long name, and I don't know how they manage to fill their application forms. I think they probably write an essay when it comes to their name. So I don't know if you met some people, but I definitely have met such individuals. They have such long name. SubhanAllah. So they say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their children, some of them, out of love, out of muhabbat, they had titles. So mother would call them by one name, and the relatives would call them by another name. So they say Tayyib, Tahir were and Mutahhir, they were all names of these children, Qasim and Abdullah. So as I said, majority consider that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two sons, Qasim and Abdullah, and their names was some. They were also called Tayyib and Tahir and Mutahhir. Another said Tayyib, Tahir were the two children. And as I said, so the difference of opinion here. But they all died at young age. They didn't live for long. They say Qasim passed away. Some say Qasim radiyallahu anhu passed away at the bare age of say about two. Okay. Others argue that Qasim was able to ride a horse when he passed away. So that puts him at the age of around about 12. But whether he passed away at the age of 2 or he passed away at the age of 12, he died young. He did not live for too long. And he was the first child of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just a year or two after his marriage. And then he died. If he died at the age of 2, then by the time Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 29 years of age, he left. And if he lived for 12 years, then by the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 37, 38, he passed away, but he passed away young. Majority again say, this is the opinion that he was able to ride a horse. That is a marginalized view. Majority were say that he died younger. And so was, after Qasim, the Prophet ﷺ had a daughter called Zainab. Then comes Ruqayya. Then comes Umme Kulthum. And between Umme Kulthum and Fatima, it seems that he had another boy called Abdullah. So younger number one is Qasim. This is why that one of the titles of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Abu al Qasim. Abu al Qasim was his title. Arab have this noble practice even now. The way you address one another, you say we call each other Haji Saab, Uncle, Malak Saab, Chaudhary Saab, or something else. Aap log kya kehte hain? Something similar, right?
Yeah.
So Haji Saab, Chaudhary Saab, Malik Saab, Uncle Saab. So they usually call each other with their title, the title they get from their children. Even Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she had no child, but she's referred to as Umm Abdullah. Why was she, where did she call the name Abdullah? Abdullah was her nephew. Her son's daughter was Abdullah. So she got her title from her nephew, from the son of his daughter. His name was Abdullah. So the people started calling her Umm Abdullah, because Khala is like a mother. So this was the practice. People called each other, mashallah, here in Abu Ahmed. There's a brother Umar here who's referred to, who's often called Abu Ahmed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Ahmed, Abu Fulan. Usually, this is how people are referred to. They call this is a kunyat. Okay, this is a kind of title. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the title Abu al-Qasim. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking through a street bazaar, and someone said Abu al-Qasim. The Prophet looked back. And said, "No, you, Ya Rasulullah. This brother is also, this man is also Abu al-Qasim. He had a son whose name was Qasim, so he's also referred to as Abu al-Qasim." So the Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said, "Okay, listen, you are allowed to have name as mine, but do not have title as mine. So if you have a Qasim, don't call it, don't have the same title as me, same kuniyat as me. You're not allowed to have kuniyat like mine, but you're allowed to have name like me. So you can name your children Muhammad, but you can name your children Qasim, but you cannot claim a title, the title of Abu al-Qasim. This title Abu al-Qasim is reserved for me in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla." So some people say that after the ulama, they're of the opinion that no one should ever be called Abu al-Qasim. In Islam, it's not permissible that people are called Abu al-Qasim. This is the opinion of some ulama. Others say no. This mumana'at or this ruling was reserved during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it would cause annoyance and disturbance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If, as the hadith that I mentioned, he's passing through a place, a street or a bazaar, and someone calls Abu al-Qasim, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy doing something, but he turned back. And he was disturbed, and people said, "Not you, Ya Rasulullah, somebody else." So that disturbance that this caused to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to prevent that from happening, from occurring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no one should have the same title as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after his demise, that kind of issue, that reason, that hikmat, no longer is relevant. Hence, if someone chooses that title, it may be permissible, but ideally, it's better avoided to stay out of the gray zone. So this was the Qasim, the first child of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he had Zainab. So Qasim passed away at a young age, Abdullah passed away at a young age, but Zainab radiallahu anha lived on. Ruqayya radiallahu anha lived on. Umm Kulthum lived on. And Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, she lived on too. Inshallah, we'll talk about them next week. Allah ta'ala ablon ko jazai khair de, kya baithe. Allah paka ablon ko khush rakhe. Durushi pardne ke hem sab ko Allah paka tawfiq de. Sardi hai, isliye mere khayal mein sab bhaag gaya. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi wa rahmatuka arja'a indi min amali. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdik wa rasulik sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakarahu dhakiruna wa kullama ghafal an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 أجب دعوة إخوتنا المضطرين في فلسطين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام واكشف عنهم السوء يا ربنا أجب دعوة إخوتنا المضطرين اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا يا الله اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارا بیٹھنا قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما یا اللہ ہماری اصلاح فرما ہمیں نیک اور مخلصین میں شامل فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہ بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہ بخش دے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ مجبور اور مقہور اور مظلوم مسلمانوں پہ اپنا فضل فرما ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ فل اہل فلسطین کی مدد فرما کشمیر والوں پہ رحم فرما مالک الملک چائنا میں جو مسلمان ظلم و ستم کا شکار ہیں یا اللہ تو ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ برما کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما یا اللہ بنگلہ دیش کے مسلمانوں پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ افغانستان کے مسلمانوں پہ اے اللہ رشن سٹیٹس میں جتنے مسلمان تکلیف کا شکار ہیں شام میں اور عراق میں اے اللہ جو ظلم و ستم کے پہاڑ ٹوٹ رہے ہیں تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اے اللہ ان بے بس مسلمانوں کی داد رسی فرما اے اللہ ان کی داد رسی فرما اے اللہ ان کی داد رسی فرما افریقہ میں جو لڑائیاں آپس میں سوڈان میں ہو رہی ہیں اے اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان کو خیر پر اور حق پر متفق اور متحد ہونے کی توفیق دے لیبیا میں جو آپس کے جھگڑے چل رہے ہیں سوڈان میں اور تیونس میں اور مراکش میں اے اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے سب کو خیر پر اور حق پر مجتمع اور متفق ہونے کی توفیق دے الجزائر اور مراکش والوں کے آپس کے جھگڑے اپنے فضل سے ختم فرما اے اللہ پاکستان کی حفاظت فرما وہاں والوں کے جھگڑے آپس کے ختم فرما اے اللہ تو رحم اور کرم کا معاملہ فرما حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصیٰ کی حفاظت فرما ہمیں گناہ چھوڑنے کی توفیق دے اور ہماری مغفرت فرما حلال آسان فرما فرما حرام سبشنيك توفيق دي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين.